Have you ever been in a situation that puts you at odds with someone? And has there ever been a situation in which you just couldn't make it right? Well, stay tuned as we continue the series, What Does It Mean to Be Repurposed? On the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. As we continue the series, What Does It Mean to Be Repurposed? For most of us, when we find ourselves in situations that put us at odds with other people, our natural inclination is to want to make things right. You know, what can we do to make it right? What can we do to make things better? But what if there was nothing that you could do? And that, sadly, you would be forever enemies. You know, before we come to faith, before our rebirth, before being redeemed, we were enemies with God. Our sin had separated us from God. We would be forever adversaries, and there's nothing that we could do about it. And so here we are, separated from God. And if we could really do anything to make things right with God, then Jesus is unnecessary. We can't stick up for ourselves. We can't because we don't have the power to restore a right relationship with a holy God. And He is holy. Did you know that the Bible says that God, because of His holiness in Habakkuk, verse 13 of chapter 1, it says He can't look upon sin. So we, sinful man, have a big problem. We've got sinful man and a holy God, and there is a insurmountable chasm between the two. What can be done? Is there anything that can be done? How can we be reconciled? And what does that word really even mean? When we look at reconciliation, we find that it's the idea of restoring something. In financial terms, it means to bring things back into balance. Your account is brought back into balance. So naturally, when things are not restored or in balance, there's a problem. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that we are all sinners. It says that all have sinned, every person, and that we are due death. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. It's what we are owed. Bible goes on to say, it says that no one is righteous, not one. So our state before rebirth was that of what's called children of wrath. We are estranged, enemies, cut off, separated from God, alienated, hostile, rebellious. And none of that is good. So what's the solution? If sin is the issue, if sin is the problem, then what's the solution? It's Jesus. How is God's wrath appeased, satisfied, covered? It's Christ. Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He has made Him, Jesus, who knew no sin to be," what? "Sin for us." This is the solution. This is reconciliation. Peace restored between God and man, you and God. Your sin debt has been taken care of. It's been satisfied. God has been appeased. This is what the word propitiation that you might have heard means. Satisfied, appeased. Colossians 1:20 says, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross, His satisfaction was made." God's wrath was satisfied. And this is good news. God provided the sacrifice that covered our sin. We cannot save ourselves. It's by faith. It's by faith alone. In Latin, it says sola fide. Ephesians 2:8-9 reminds us that by grace, you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. It's a gift of God. You don't pay for a gift. It is given freely from someone else. It's faith alone in Jesus Christ alone that saves us, that restores us, that reconciles us. Man's bent is to control his destiny, his life, but there's nothing he can do to save himself. And that, I believe, is why so many people reject Christ, why so many Christians struggle, because this world, our culture, tells us that there must be more that I can do. Well, let's ask ourselves, what would it take for us as sinners to restore a right relationship with a holy, perfect God? There's nothing. That is why God, because of His mercy, because of His grace, and because of His love for us, He provided the perfect sacrifice, His Son, Jesus, a blameless, guiltless sacrifice. And that's the good news of the gospel. Because of Christ's work on the cross, we have been reconciled. We have been brought back into right relationship with God. I hope that you've experienced that. And if you haven't, I pray that you would seek information, that you would ask questions, that you would come to the point where you would say, I need to be restored with God. And if you'd like more information about what it takes or what it means to be reconciled, about being repurposed, about rebirth, about regeneration, about being redeemed, then please contact me at bob@therepurposedman.com. Until next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.